Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, everybody. Yes, it has been a while. Welcome to the community podcast, the AusNZ community podcast. It has been a while. We've had some conflict issues with timing and dates and everything else, but we are back. We have a great episode for you coming up. Hope you've all been waiting with bated breath. Welcome to Pete and JR.
Thank you, and welcome to you two also.
Thank you.
Hello,
Hello, JR. It's really nice to hear your voice. It's been so long since I've heard your voice.
Oh, yes. And to you both also. It's been a while. Like you said, it's been a while to be here on the podcast again. And we have a great guest for this episode. And we're looking forward to hearing from him.
Yes, yes, indeed. And Pete, it's been lovely to see your beard.
As always.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyed seeing you too, Eva.
Oh yeah, I feel it. So we have a member of the community. Welcome to the podcast, Ragdoll. You've been playing on Supreme. We'd love to hear a little bit more about it, but just say hello for a bit and you're welcome to butt in on some of our little tidbits that we talk about next. But we'll start asking you some questions a bit later on. So welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thanks for having me. So I can tell a bit about myself, if that's necessary.
Yes, please.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. So my in-game name is Ragdoll. I am a Hill Climb Racing 2 player. I run a YouTube channel with 1,200 subscribers. And I am the owner of the Hardest Matchless Discord server. And
keen to hear about that.
Yes, we are very keen to hear about
that. Of course.
All right. Well,
so give us a little plug on your YouTube channel. What's that called?
It's just called Ragdoll. The at is RagdollHCR without any spaces. But you can probably find it by just searching in RagdollHCR2 in the YouTube search bar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, what we will do is we will put a link from our podcast to your server to your YouTube channel. And that way we can cross-promote each other just a little bit. Pete, did you want to talk a little bit about your bits? I mean, it's been so long. How many
bits am I going to do? I'm going to do the most recent bits.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
All right, so I need to go into my notes. Just give me a minute. So team events, I'll start off with that. The team event I'm going to talk about is called Scale Swiftly. And that is a 4-track event with 5 vehicles available. So you've got the Super Diesel, Hot Rod, the Racing Truck, Rotator, and the Tractor. First track is a time attack track, which I've been using the Super Diesel with jump shocks, wings, and thrusters. Proven to be a bit of a tricky track because the fastest route is to go over this massive wall or mountain, whatever you want to call it, and then on your descent you go down into like a little cave and then jump out through the other side. Not the easiest thing to do, but I have managed to do it a couple times.
Do you pick up the fuel on the way down?
No, I don't.
Oh, so it's
go past the fuel and then land into the cave. That's how I do it.
Yeah, I can't get over the first ledge, so I'm not even gonna. I've tried so many times.
I've seen a few ghosts use start boost instead of thrusters, and they just gun it through the cave system. That seems to work okay, but
I best still use thrusters and start to get, boost.
Yeah,
and I basically fly through the holes and line up the first two. Yeah. And then don't stop as I'm going through, and I've gotten about 7K, but nothing amazing.
That's still pretty decent. The best I've managed to get is about 9.9. I haven't quite hit that 10K, and I don't think I ever will because it finishes very shortly.
Yeah, it'll probably finish before the end of the podcast, I think.
Track two is a stay on the ground track, and I've been using the racing truck with wheelie boost, winter tires, and what was it? Afterburner, I think.
Yep.
Just try your best to stay on the ground, really, as much as possible. Just be careful of the little mounds so you don't get airtime. Yeah, not too much else to explain on that one. Yep. Track three is another time attack, and I have been using the rotator. Sorry, I forgot what it was called for a second there. And that's a mines kind of track. Not mines. I don't know how you'd explain it. It's got another cave system.
Yeah, it's a rotator-based track, really. Because it's got ups and downs and aboves and belows and all that sort of stuff.
And nice, and smooth, rotator, rounded ceiling.
Yeah, smooth, rounded ceilings based for rotator use.
The fastest setup is wings, afterburner, and nitro. But if you don't have nitro, like on my alt, I've been using coin boost. Bit of a tricky little section on the sticking to the roof on the second jump. I found trying your best to get the rear wheel to touch the ceiling first is a good way to get it to stick. And it has to be max brain and max suspension.
Yeah, I've worked out that if you slow down just a little, it actually grabs the ceiling a whole lot better because you're not bouncing on the ceiling. But like it matters because, like you said, in 20 minutes, we're not going to be able to play it again. So all is
good. And the other track is another time attack, and I've been using the hot rod. I think I got the tracks the wrong way around. Hot rod for the rotator.
Hot rod first. Yeah, hot rod first, then rotator. That's all right. Yep. You're stacked.
Oh, no. Who's gonna do my bit? Brobot can do it.
Brobot does not want to do this bit.
He knows all about it.
Probably. Probably.
The setup on the hot rod I've been using is coin boost, fuel boost, and magnet. But other people are swapping out magnet for winter tires. Just interesting. Climb the hill as fast as you can.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yep.
Oh, very cool.
Follow the best lines. Public events is called Podium Pursuit. And this one is a bit of a funny one because you have a little crash test dummy who has hold of the finish line and you have to chase him down. Not a huge fan of it because I'm not a fan of time attack tracks, but it is a lot of fun when I have been playing it, apart from when you get people that are way better than you and you just can't keep up.
Well, I think it's because it's being played on the adventure tracks. It's not really a time attack strategy. It's more of, I mean, it is time attack because you've got to go as fast as you can, as quickly as you can. But it's also knowing the adventure tracks well enough to, you know, if you are using nitro to boost in the right spots to miss dips and whatever, Miss Bridges.
That would be why you're so good at it, because you love adventure too.
I do a bit of adventure. But I'm nowhere near as good as DeBell, who's listening.
Well.
But
I'm better than I do.
And then just keeping an eye on what everybody else is doing as well. So, but there's more fuel. I think some of the tracks have got more fuels than normal, but I could be wrong. I'm pretty wrong. I'm probably wrong. Probably wrong. But it is. I like the fact that it's the adventure track, not just and the fact that he's running quite fast and looks like a ragdoll. It's not a ragdoll. He looks like a trash test dummy.
Crash test.
I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty funny.
Upcoming event for public events is called Frozen Ashes, and it looks like it's going to be a cricket style event where you have to hit the ball as fast as you can.
I'm going to have to be doing my hair that week, I think.
I'm going to be busy that week, yeah, too. Yeah. I much prefer the soccer ones over the cricket ones.
Yeah, I thought nothing could get worse than the soccer ones, and then I was wrong.
Well, that concludes my bit. Have you got anything for us, Eva? Or Jackrabbit?
Jackrabbit, if you want to go first, I'll leave the best to last.
Well, there is a new update in the game.
Yes.
Is there, really?
Apparently, there's a new update. Haven't seen it yet.
You both haven't seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, I'm ahead of you both.
I've been checking every 6 hours, but haven't found it yet.
Yes, I got the update just this morning, and I was very happy because I said, oh, this is in time for the podcast. So, excellent. The update is about, how do you pronounce it again? Hover bike?
No, Hoover. Hoover bike.
No, Hoover bike.
Hoover bike. That's what you said before, Hoover bike. And we worked out that Hoover bike was something to do with a vacuum cleaner.
It's a slip of the tongue. Forgive me. Delete.
delete.
Oh, look at that. I'll just bleep that out.
Okay, so going on, moving on. There is a new vehicle, which is the hover bike.
Yes.
And there are other features also in the game, which is the league task. It's another tab next to the daily task. And when I checked it, it's over 20 tasks that you have to do that you'll be getting rewards when you achieve it. There are multiple ways where you can achieve it. And then there are different rewards. And the one that I'm looking forward to are the blueprints.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to join a public event, join the community showcase, which is I've done for the very first time just to be able to get the blueprint, which we would be needing in the future. I don't know where, I don't know when, so I just want to have it. So, and then there's also the garage editor improvement, and there are new, what do you call this? Cup tracks. I think there's two, the parkway driving and the lift of land. I've tried the lift of land. It's very cool. It's very cool.
What terrain? Yeah, I was just going to ask.
It's like the carnival
type. Oh, okay.
Carnival. Yeah. Like the wooden roller coaster tracks.
Yep.
I don't know how to describe it. So it's very cool. And then there's also a nice one, the mega chest, wherein when you watch ads throughout the game, you will be getting rewards like coins, scraps, parts, and gems. So you just have to watch ads. Which is
When I have ads, I put my phone down and do something else, and then I've watched the ad.
Me too, exactly.
I wonder when they're going to work out that our cameras are going to be looking at us going, well, there's no one watching this ad, we'll just pause it until they come back.
Yeah, like on that movie, I can't remember which, can't remember the name of the movie, never mind. Carry on.
No, good.
There is this one part of the update, which if you could help me explain it, is the track editor improvement. It says there is now an expert mode toggle, which enables advanced tools such as a flattening brush or camera zoom trigger controls.
Nice.
Do you know how it works?
I don't know how it works, but I could picture it, especially the bit that would clean up the flat bits, because the editor, when you were drawing it with your finger, made... hang on, we should probably ask Ragdoll. He's better at this, because he's got all these maps.
Please, we need some experts. Have you tried this, Ragdoll?
I have seen people using the new features, and flattening brush, is that what it's called?
Flattening brush.
Yeah.
Yes.
It basically you click on it, you toggle it, and you basically just hold your finger, and it makes any piece of terrain completely flat.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, that is very useful. And the camera zoom toggles, it's sort of like the depth zone where you put down. I'm not sure how to explain it, but you put down. I'm not sure how to say it, but it's similar to the net zone where you can stretch it how you want, and once the player touches it, you can zoom either in or out further than you normally.
So while they're playing the game, or is it an automatic thing while the track's being done?
I'm pretty sure it's while you're playing. If you touch the toggle, your screen zooms in or out. Even after the map is published. When anyone's playing it,
that will be handy.
Is that
especially
gonna...
for those with small screens and ratios?
Yeah, is that gonna toggle across with all the other tracks? So that we can do that with all tracks, or is you reckon it's just gonna be the ones that have been made?
The editor maps.
It's a setting that you can toggle on or off in the map maker, like.
Where you change the name
and the distance, there's a toggle which is called expert mode.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder if they're testing that for the rest of the game, because that would be that would level the playing field with aspect ratio to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the bigger screens. Have a squarer ratio, which makes it easier to see landings and stuff. But if we're all on the same zoom, it would be even better. But anyway, we digress. No, very cool. Very cool. So, JR, do you have the hover bike?
I need to go to the appliance center to be able to buy it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have it yet.
You don't have
I'll
it.
I'll show
yet.
You.
Update,
all,
but you don't
all
have it
I can I can picture is that movie. I think it was the Witches or something, and it has those three witches, and there's one riding a broom, one riding a vacuum. And do you remember that movie? It was from the 90s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Pete, you're now going to show my age, so I don't remember that movie at all.
You know what comes to my mind is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Okay, going back to HR and Ragdoll. What about you, Eva? What do you have in for us?
Well, I was going to talk about the new currency because you've touched on it a little bit. And I keep going on about this because we now have another currency in HCR2, and it just makes the game harder to complete. In full.
How many now, currencies is that?
Well, there's coins, know? There's gems, so we'll count them. Coins, gems, there's tokens for adventure map, there's now tokens for blueprints. So that's four different currencies. And none of those... Sorry?
Special tickets.
Special tickets, purple tickets, tickets. And, you know, each one of those... The only ones that are intermingled are coins and gems. In the shop, you can buy coins with gems with coins, or vice versa. And the fact that they're not interchangeable, they're not tradable within the game, means that it's a hard slog for new users, or it's a paid track for people who want to try and progress in the game a little quicker. I mean, it's not going to affect the people who are already virtually maxed anyway, because we're kind of already there. But I just think the extra currencies are just making it more complex to play. There's been a bit of people talking about it already in terms of, you know, why do we need one more currency? I mean, the fact that you can get 4 or 5 of the vehicles now from the public events is fantastic. It's really good. Again, it also makes the building of your garage and GP slower again, because the bus is not available at any time anymore. The Moonlander was only available at full moon. So, I mean, there's pros and cons to it as well. I suppose they're trying to get people to play the game on a daily basis, which, you know, means a lot to them and probably means a lot to some of us. But, yeah, at the end of the day, it just makes the game a whole lot harder to complete, if that was your reason to play the game, to complete the game, to finish the game off. So yeah, I'm talking from someone's perspective who's built one account over a long time and a second account quite quickly. And most of the second account was probably paid where I needed to. But I don't know. I think it's going to change the way people play the game, and it may affect people's longevity in the game because they're not getting the progress is slowing down as opposed to keeping them entertained. It's keeping them to play the game, to complete the game, which I don't know. What are your thoughts, Pete and JR?
I'm with you. I think there doesn't really need to be another currency in the game, but it's here.
Yeah, it's here.
We may as well try our best to embrace it, and if it works out to be good, then that's good. But yeah, I don't think we needed it. Go back to buying vehicles with coins, I say.
Mm-hmm. It made me play the public event because the blueprints were there. Instead of getting the special ticket, I would just play to get the blueprints.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, there's people with millions and millions of coins that just can't do anything with them now. Yeah. And we're having to play for other currencies that we don't usually play as much of because we're not looking to build GP anymore. We're just looking to play the game and have some fun. So I don't know. I mean, has it made us play the game more? The answer is yes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the next outcome is going to be, the next thing is going to be. And I suppose there in end of the bits that we have. Ragdoll, I think it's probably time to come on and give us a bit more background to your playing history and how long ago you started, and give us a little background. You know, did you start early or late, and did you play, you know, HCR1? Just give us a bit more on how you got into the game and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so I started off with Hillclimb Racing 1, but it wasn't with my own account. I played on my brother's phone when I was very little because I didn't have a touchscreen phone until I was, I think, 11 or 12 or so. But yeah, he gave me his phone once in a while to let me play. And once I did get my own phone, I sort of forgot about the game for a little bit. But randomly, one day I remembered about it and I went to the Play Store wanting to install Hillclimb Racing 1, and I noticed that there was a second one, so I just downloaded that instead. I think my first account was made in, what was it, 2019? Or no, 2020, I think so. But I didn't play on it much, and I think I lost access to it at some point, and I created my new account, which is currently also the account that I'm playing on right now. I think I've had it for 2 or 3 years now. So, yeah, that I would say that's my story of how I got into the game. But I can explain, I guess, my story in the game as well, if you're interested.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. At what point did you start playing on teams, and how did that team's journey go?
I have actually been a lot of teams. My team journey is very chaotic. There wasn't one team that I would say that I was very, that I was in for a very long time. Maybe we can make a case for Unity 2. I think I was there for maybe a year tops, but yeah, I've been on a lot of teams. You guys probably recognize some of them. I've been in Steel Thumbs. I've been in Fraction, I think, at one point. I was in Reaper Racing.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, eventually I got to Unity 2, which I obviously stayed in for a long time. And then I got invited to Supreme by Rose YT, if you guys know her or him. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's a guy or a girl. So I joined that, and I stayed there for 2 or 3 months or so. And now I made my own team with a couple of friends just this month, which is called Elysium, and that's the team I'm in right now.
Ooh. How's that going? Have you been kicking butt?
No, we got a sort of shell of a team. One of the people, or one of the owners, Dr. Flask at Supreme, he had a spare team that was in Division 1 that was resetting back to Division 7, and he basically just gave us the ownership of that team. So we are currently in Division 1, and we are probably going to drop down to Division 2 next season, but hopefully we can stabilize more, I guess, in Division 2 and start actually building the team somewhat.
How many members are on the team now?
It's actually full, but that's because we have very low requirements and no password. Mm-hmm. So people just join once in a while. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool. Cool. And you were on Supreme for a fair bit.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, that's quite a achievement to get up that high. So you're obviously
quite a big team.
A reasonable player.
Yeah. Honestly, when I got invited, I wasn't sure that I was going to stay for as long as I did. Even though, 2 or 3 months isn't that long, but still, I thought I wouldn't be able to keep up. But it turns out I was about in the middle, maybe a little bit above average in the team. So, yeah, I underestimated myself a lot, and I didn't think I would be able to keep up with the players. But I was able to even get a podium standing in one of the events.
So, oh, well done.
Yeah. That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all.
Mm.
Yeah. Because there's some fierce players amongst them.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, well done. Well done. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your server.
Right. So rather, I'm just going to say the server. It's called the Hardest Maps List HCR2. It's a server where people can submit their own maps and play other people's maps, and it essentially just ranks the hardest maps, the hardest custom maps that are in the game currently. We have about, I think it's 26 maps on the list currently. Hold on, I can check actually. 27, sorry. And yeah, people can submit their own maps. They can get roles for completing a certain amount of maps. And yeah, you can just chat with the community if you want to. There is also a video attached to every map, so you don't have to like go on a goose chase to figure out the strategy. You can just watch the video and then try to.
That's handy.
Yeah, that's quite
very handy.
So, can I ask how you grade the maps on difficulty?
It's very subjective. I'm gonna say that. There's a team of list moderators. They're called. I think it's four people, and myself. We play the maps. And, well, most of the time we don't finish them, but that's why the video is there, so we can sort of accurately rank the maps. It's not 100% accurate, obviously, but we try to get it as close as possible.
No, the question wasn't more so about, you know, how hard could it be and all that sort of stuff. For me, the question was more about, you know, is there some sort of scale that you use to be able to say, right, that was hard because of X, Y, and Z, and this made it even harder. And
right. Well, I mean, we just we rank it off of how well how hard it is to what's the word? Sorry, complete? I'm blanking. Complete, not really yeah. complete. Well, I guess complete. Yeah. For lack of a better word, how hard it is to complete certain obstacles, and we just put that all together and try to rank it. Try to rank it essentially.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Because it's interesting because of different player styles. What could
yeah, be of course,
is not really hard for someone else. I mean, with the Mono Wars, there was a couple of tracks that needed to have, the ability to use the jump shocks to be able to clear obstacles and stuff like that. And, you know, some junk shock players, there are some jump shock players out there that are
just... Nah, I like that, junk shop. I like that.
Sorry. That's a Hoover moment.
We need that new vocabulary.
Yeah, we need to suck out all those bad words. If only we had something that did that. Maybe a Hoover. I don't know. Sorry, I digress. I go off on tangents. No, but like different strategies, you know, encompass different skill sets, and there are some people that are just amazing at all skill sets. You know, whether it's a time attack, whether it's jump shocks, whether it's a distance with no fuel, you know, there's all those differences that make a track hard. And I was always keen when I heard that this was when your server was coming up and it was, grading these tracks. I'm like, oh, this is great because it'll be interesting to play them. So we can we drop an invite to the server on the podcast channel?
Yeah, of course. I can send you an invite if you need it.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic. We'll pop it in with the announcement, and that way you might be able to get some extra people coming along, because I will be joining. I like those. I'm going to say I like some of the hard tracks. There are some that are
Everybody likes a good challenge.
Yeah. Because yeah. I mean, I pointed this out with Pete a couple of episodes ago, that each track is basically a series of tests or things you have to overcome to be able to finish it quickly. You know, knowing where to jump, where not to jump, where to bounce, where not to bounce. You know, with the tracks that we have, kind of makes it the challenge. And you use the parts to get you from one jump point to another, or the wings to get you over an obstacle or to make you faster, or, you know, whatever it is. And I think those special tracks the custom tracks don't have the same thought process going into them, because the person making the track hasn't spent the time to make all those other tracks, but they're also using their own thinking, which I think is even more devilish. So do you have a favorite hard track?
I don't think I do. They're all... Well, this might be biased, but I do like my own maps because I think they have a couple of interesting mechanics that they use. But there are other maps that could be interesting to a lot of people. But I like this one map that I made, which is called Wonky Woods. And it's a forest map that you have to play with a rally.
Okay. It's interesting.
Is it only possible with the rally?
Most likely, yeah. I wouldn't. I can't see. I can't really see a way of completing it with any other vehicle. Legitimately, obviously.
Yep.
Dune buggy.
Probably not.
Because I'll have to try it to see.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, because I have been playing a fair bit with the Rock Bouncer. I've been playing with the Rock Bouncer, and I'd done it was almost 4 weeks of just chasing world records with the Rock Bouncer. And I started with the first track, you know, top left, and then just started working my way down. And I've managed to get it to go quite fast. I mean, never as fast as the rally car, but now I'm curious. I wonder if the Rock Bouncer will be able to do it. Is it hitting your head on stuff, or...?
No, but there is a trick at the start, which is only possible with a very, well, small selection of vehicles, and I don't think Rock Bouncer is one of them. You have to see it to
understand. Oh, okay. Well, I'm intrigued now. I will have to have a play.
And in turn, you should have a try at our podcast test track and see how you fare on the leaderboard with that one.
I have played it. I have played the one that they sent in the ICC.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yep, cool.
What vehicle did you use?
Super Diesel, and I think I got a time of 47 seconds.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah, I struggled to pass a minute for a very long time.
Yeah, and then we had a guy just who was it? Not Alex.
Hyped.
Yeah, hyped.
And
yeah,
smashed
John.
Us all with like 32 seconds or something. And I'm like,
sports car.
That was a failure. That was a failure. Make it hard.
He made the sports car go really fast again.
Yeah. Very cool. So go on, JR.
I have a question for Ragdoll. You have talked about your hardest map server, and do you hold tournaments in your server?
Not currently, but I have thought about it. Yes, but I don't really have the financial status to hold a tournament like that. I am underage, very much underage. So maybe sometime in the future. I'm not sure.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I've also got a question. You mentioned earlier that anyone can join the server and submit their own tracks. Is there a requirement for them to be published? Like, is there something that's going to be too easy?
Well, a map can definitely be too easy to put on the list. You can submit any map as long as you follow the requirements. You need to put the map name, the map link, and the video. So yes, the map has to be public because you need a link to it. And but if it's too easy, it's just probably not going to get added.
Yep.
Personally.
Okay. Yep.
And I suppose you have to have a video of you completing the map, because you've got to complete the map to be able to publish it.
Yeah.
So at least if it's published, you know it's actually finishable.
Yes.
Well, in a perfect world, that would be the case, but there are a few glitches that people can use to publish the map illegitimately, I would say.
Oh,
and
really?
There's no way of really storing those maps out until Fingersoft patches those said glitches.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Me either.
Yeah, very interesting.
There's a certain lava map, I think, that Linus, I think it was, put a video on YouTube. There's a whole heap of lava all over the map, and you've got to work your way around the sections that don't have it. Is that map in the server that you've got?
No, I don't really... We don't have any of Linus's maps, and I'm not really sure which map you're talking about.
Very cool.
I might not have seen it.
No. Well, it looked very tricky. Yeah. There's basically lava everywhere except for one specific track, and you got to go down, then you got to go backwards, then you go down again. Yeah. Looks hard. Anyway, let's move.
Yeah, should we start?
I made it awkward.
Can we start on the community questions?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm not asking. I was hoping that Pete or JR
he was asking Jack Rabbit.
I was asking anybody that was listening other than Ragdoll.
but we're asking you, Ragdoll, are you ready to answer some of the questions from the community?
Yeah, yeah,
okay, let's start. I'll start with my own question. This is a very easy question. What are your other hobbies other than playing HCR2?
I don't really have many hobbies. I do like riding my bike. And I used to attend music school, but I stopped going because I didn't really like it. My parents were mostly the people that wanted to go there, wanted me to go there, but I didn't really like it. I'm not big into music, and so
What instrument were you playing?
I played the cello and piano. At the start, I started out playing the cello, and then after the piano.
Oh wow! I have a friend in Adelaide that is actually a cello teacher. Yeah, I love the cello.
Yeah. But other than that, I would say I like just going outside, mostly in the summer, just like exploring. I guess abandoned places. I'm not sure. I like climbing, climbing very much, but there aren't any, rock climbing places in my area. So I just, instead, I try to, climb trees or like abandoned buildings or stuff like that. It very intrigues me very much.
And the
abandoned. Do you look for anything specific in those abandoned places?
No,
anything
not really.
That will surprise you.
not exactly.
Hmm.
Cool. That's interesting.
I've got a question. Where did you get your Discord profile picture from? Because I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
My profile picture is the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure character, Giorno Giovanna. It's the only anime I have ever watched, and I really like the character, so I tried to find some profile pictures with him, and this is the one I stuck to for the longest. I had other versions of it, or not other versions, but other pictures with that character, Giorno. But yeah, this is the one I've stuck to for the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Thank you.
I have a question. Where did Ragdoll come from? Where did the name come from?
I don't really have an answer for it. I have a very boring answer, and it's just that I just thought of the name Ragdoll randomly, and I was like, I've never seen anyone with this name, so I'll use that. And ever since then, I just started using it everywhere. But yeah, I don't really have a specific reason as to why I chose it.
Cool. Okay.
A bit like me.
That kind of was from that was kind of from Capay. So a big shout out to Capay for the question.
Rabbit, you're up.
Okay, my question is, you have mentioned earlier that you have a YouTube channel, Ragdoll HCR2. What got you started in making your YouTube channel, and what kind of videos do you post?
I mostly post adventure gameplay because I would consider myself an adventure player. I have, I think, 3.9 million stars, and yeah, I prefer it over any other game mode, to be honest. Except custom tracks. If you would consider custom tracks a game mode, then
Then
I guess no. But I mostly just post my adventure gameplay in a kind of series called Star Grinding, and the purpose of it is to reach top 100 on the Stars leaderboard. I'm currently
Where are you now?
I think top 250, just about.
Wow, 3.9 million is quite high.
Mm-hmm. Very high. I think I've only got 1 million.
What's been the hardest track to try and get across the line? The one that's been giving you the most trouble?
I would say Beach. It's probably the map that I have the most, I guess, like hard 10km records on. Yeah, that's probably the map I've grinded the most.
Really? Beach?
Yeah. There are surprisingly a lot of hard 10Ks on the map.
Yeah, no. There's a section around the 6K mark, which, you know, is really, really tough on most cars, and probably even sooner than that on some of the other ones. But I honestly thought you would have said something like, Cup Town or maybe Canyon Arena.
Canyon Arena I actually enjoy, but most of my records are stuck at 6.4 thousand, which is the first very hard part of the map, I would say.
Yeah, no, very interesting. It's interesting you said beach. Yes, it is hard. I'm not discounting that, but I honestly thought you would have said something else. And Backwater Bog can be really tricky as well because of the landings on the caravans and boxes and stuff like that, the barbecues.
Yeah, that can mess you up a lot.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to do kangaroo, which, you know, us old people aren't that good at. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Pete, your question?
Yep. I've got a question here from RF. There's one section that we've already touched on. What do you think is the best map in HML? Not necessarily the hardest map. But his other question is, how much work is it to run the hardest maps list? Example, do you and the mods attempt them yourself or just watch the videos and so on?
I think I touched on this a little bit, but me and the list moderators, we do play the maps, but most of the time we don't actually finish them all the way. So we have to rely on the videos for the last probably like 50% of the map, maybe more than that. And yeah, that does make it a little less accurate. But we try our best to play as much of the map as possible.
Cool.
Yeah. Excellent.
Very cool.
Thanks for that, RF, for that question.
Yeah. We've kind of covered Hazelnut's question. He asked what got you into playing HCR2, so I'm not going to ask that again, but I wanted to give Hazelnut a shout-out for dropping a question to us. DropTech has asked the question, how does it feel when you're representing your country? You're arguably the only person that is recognizable throughout the community who's from Latvia.
So I am from Latvia, for anyone who doesn't know. And as DropTech said, I am probably one of the only, if not the only person who's like well-known in the community. I would like to say that there is one other person who is sort of active in the YouTube scene. His name is Tah07, T-A-H-07. He does tune in a lot of the live streams on YouTube and chat a lot. And he is also the second person on the Latvian Stars leaderboard. So I would say he is also quite known, but yeah, for myself, I don't know. Whenever I'm playing Time Attack, I guess, none of the records really feel hard. There are a couple which I just cannot beat because I don't have the specific parts, most of the time Nitro. But yeah, other than that, I've gotten over, I think, what was it, over 60 local records with the Latvian flag by now. And I don't know, it's really a bittersweet feeling, because, you know, it's good to, you know, once in a while, I just think about, wow, I'm probably the best player in this game in the entire country, which is sort of a crazy thing to think about. But on the other hand, there isn't that much competition. There isn't as much competition as I would like. And that is also the reason why I used the American flag for a long time. Just because I wanted, you know, more competition on the local leaderboards, which is...
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Without competition, there is no drive. When you get to the top and there's no one challenging you, you don't try and beat them to succeed even better. So without the challenge, you kind of lose your drive sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Makes sense.
Hmm. JR?
There are a few questions here from Cap A. Shout out to Cap A, who always asks questions to our podcast guests. So I'll just ask a few. He would like to ask if you could change one thing in the game, what would it be? That's the first question.
I'm not really sure. I think this isn't really inside the game, but I would prefer that the Fingersoft employees themselves would be more engaged with the community, because right now it doesn't really seem like they tell us a lot. There was recently a scandal where a certain update, I think 1.59.5, made it impossible for PC players to play, and I'm one of them. Luckily, I didn't update, but they did fix it eventually, but there was no announcement for whether they even know that it's happening or whether they are working on it. And yeah, that really sucks because, you know, they're really, I guess, a closed company. They don't tell us much, I would say. So if that counts as an answer, I would say that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I think
that's a part of the game.
It would be nicer to be able to reach out in an easier way. Right? Like a help center.
Well, in game, they've got that news tab at the top there now. So maybe they could start using that a bit more. So whenever they have an announcement on Discord, they could also add it to that news tab.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're listening.
Yes. Okay, the next question from Capia is, if you could make a big merge happen, three teams or more, or three teams, which teams would it be and why?
I think in terms of making the strongest possible team, I would want Supreme, North, and Project Germany, probably, because I think if those three teams merge, they would make an unstoppable team, in my opinion, because the people at Project Germany, they have a big garage power advantage, and the people at Supreme and North are just really good at the game. People that are really good at the game, and you know, really the top of the top.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. That's a good answer. And Pete, you're next. Is Pete next?
Yes, I've got a question here from Hyped. He would like to know, will you make another episode of HDR2 Jeopardy? And I want to know, what is that about?
So I recently made a YouTube video where I gathered four other Hillclimb Racing 2 creators or YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And we essentially just simulated a game of Jeopardy, but with Hillclimb Racing 2 questions. And
that's genius.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
S words for 700.
Yeah, it was similar to that. And to answer Hype's question, I probably won't make a video that's identical to that, but I do want to make more content that involves other YouTubers with voice, because in most of my videos, or actually all of my videos except that one, I don't use my voice at all, but I really want content that involves, you know, the creator's voice. I want that to become more popular in Hillclimb Racing 2, because I would say no one has really explored that area. There are a couple exceptions that I will say. There are a couple YouTubers that do use their voice, like Robbie HR2 and Funky Phrase Gaming. But yeah, I really do want voice content to be more popular.
Yeah. Pepe does it with his videos as well. Vocope did it for a little bit, but I don't think he does it anymore. Yeah, there's a few, but yeah, it's not very very popular, so I think it should be.
Well,
good to
I
hear
think,
people's voice.
Speaking from my perspective, I'd love to be involved in a project. If you have a think of something that we could be involved in, it would be it'd be cool to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. I'll think about it. Sure.
Yeah, cool. No, cool. I mean, time zones.
Don't call me. I'll call you. In other words. All right. Who's next, or have we still got to answer a question? I lost track.
No, I think it's my question. And I was looking at a couple of questions from Fiery. So big shout out to Fiery. He's got a 3-part question. He's got a 3-part question, which I think some of it is kind of answered already. So his first one was your favorite environment. I went the opposite. I went the worst environment. But he also asks, if you could change anything about the track editor, what would you change with the track editor?
Ooh, I do have a very boring answer for this, and I do have a sort of interesting answer for this. So the boring one would be just to raise the object cap, which I'm pretty sure everyone on the planet has suggested by now, because 50 it sometimes just isn't enough, especially if you're making a 1 kilometer map. You can really run out of objects quick if you want to pay a lot of attention to, decoration or details like that.
Yep.
But I guess the more interesting answer would be, and this is a very big ask, but I would love for there to be checkpoints in maps. So you could make sort of like a, I'm not really sure, an RPG map. You could like explore different parts of the map and, you know, find some secrets, stuff like that. I think checkpoints would open up a lot of possibilities. And most racing games that do have a track editor already have that. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I think it's possible to implement, but I highly doubt that Fingersoft is going to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah. So similar to when they do the Halloween zombie run, you have a spot to stop. But yeah. That spot to stop allows you to do other things.
Safe garage.
Is that what you're thinking?
Not really. The like houses in the zombie runs, they're not really, I guess, checkpoints. They're just like endpoints, and then you start on a new spot. But yeah. I would like for the checkpoints to, it's still the same map. It's not like you get teleported to a different, completely different map. Yeah, you just respawn in the same spot if you ever like die touching lava or death zones or stuff like that, and. Yeah, you can just continue. Like, you can retry an obstacle maybe a couple of times. It would definitely be it would definitely help with hard maps. Obviously, hard maps, maybe yeah. A bit of bias from me, but
hey, we're all about a bit of bias because let's face it, we all love the game for a different reason. So we want to hear your bias. That's why you're on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last part of his question. Do you have an inspiration? Who do you look up to in the HCR2 community?
I'm not sure I have one, but there is a certain YouTuber that I think definitely makes or used to make very good content. And I'm not sure, they don't really inspire my content, but I definitely admire them. His name is Billus. You guys might know about him. Do you?
No, I haven't heard of Billus.
I haven't heard of that name either.
Yeah, he is in the RS clan, but he unfortunately quit the game a couple months ago. Mm. And, well, he still plays some daily races from time to time. I've seen him on the leaderboards, but he doesn't make content anymore. But I definitely think he made the best content in this entire community.
What was his YouTube handle?
I'm not sure. I think now it's Jeff Billus, but I think it used to be Billus HCR2. Or no, it's J Billus, without a space. And yeah.
J Bellows.
He used to make. It's J-B-I-L-U-Z. Billows.
B-I-L.
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. He's from Poland, but that's how I pronounce it.
Right. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. I'm having a look now. Excellent. I'll have a look at those later.
I think Jackrabbit's up.
Yeah, JR?
I'm out of questions. I'm ready for the quiz.
Oh, there's still a couple more.
No, there's still a couple questions.
I do.
There's one from RF.
Yeah, there's one from RF. One from... I wanted to ask that question as well. I really like that question.
Could I ask this question from Embao? Have you ever ragdolled in real life?
No, thankfully. As far as I know. It would be very painful. I hope I don't.
I have no idea what that means. I had to look it up on the Urban Dictionary, which I probably shouldn't have. But what does ragdoll mean?
Well, it's kind of like, I think, hitting someone or like pummeling them, sort of like that, and the person like falling over, quite literally like a ragdoll. Like
that's basically what we look like when we fall out of the car when we die.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
but no, I have not.
I'm glad to hear that.
So, Peter, you're going to ask that question from RF?
I'll leave that one for you because you wanted to ask it.
Well,
I've got one from Cap A.
Yep.
He says, why is your name Ragdoll? We've already spoken about that. But what was the purpose in starting the HTML server?
It used to be sort of like a personal project because I've always been obsessed with, pushing the difficulty of what's possible in most games that I play. And also, I am very interested in sort of parkour games. And the hardest match list, I think, is the closest we've gotten to hill climb racing to parkour, I would say.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
I was actually going to ask that question in terms of parkour when you talked about abandoned buildings. I thought maybe that was the
entry. Yeah, that probably has some buildings. Yeah, that has some similarity, I guess.
Yep.
But yeah, I made the server and people seem to like the concept of hard maps as well. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Hmm. All right. Well, the question from RF. So big shout out to RF. Thanks for the question. Do you think hard maps would be popular when the map maker was originally released?
I think I didn't expect them to be as popular as they are, but I definitely thought people were going to take a crack at making a hard map of their own. I definitely didn't think we would get, so many members in the server. We have, I think, 300 or so. Mm-hmm. I definitely didn't expect that this many people to be interested.
Oh, very cool.
Okay, Jackrabbit, now you can do your quiz.
Okay, this is now time for the Never Have I Ever quiz. Okay, all questions are about hill climb racing. You get 1 point each for everyone that you have never done before. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
You just have to answer like, yes, I have, or no, I have not, or something like that.
Enough.
First question, have you ever reached the maximum GP?
No, I've never. I am only at 9.6K, so I am very much far away from that.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Next is, have you ever achieved the maximum 15K score in a track?
Yes, I have. Actually. Well, if I was playing in Suprema at some point, it's kind of impossible not to.
I had already actually pre-filled that with zero, so yes.
Okay, third question is, have you ever finished the Road to Legendary?
Yes, I have.
Okay, cool. Next, have you ever started your own team?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
Currently, I'm
have you ever said it? Yes, what you were saying?
Yeah, currently I am in a team that I created. Yeah. Well, technically, it's me and my friends. I'm currently the leader of the team.
Yes. So. Yes, cool. Next is, have you ever spent real money in the game?
Yes, I have. I think I've bought VIP twice, and I've bought a couple offers as well, skin offers.
Yes, cool. Have you ever participated in any HCR2 tournament?
Yes, I've participated in both the Fingerstop Grand Prix and the TRGC, the Passionate Racers. Passionate Racers Global Community Tournament.
And the ICC, were you in that?
No, I never really participated. I did, some friends did send me the tracks at some point, and I did play them, but I never actually participated in the actual...
In the tournament.
You know, tournament.
Yeah. So next question is, have you ever thought of giving up playing the game?
Yes, I have, and I have actually quit for some time. I had segment? No, what's the word I'm looking for?
Holiday?
Not really. Well, I think I uninstalled the game and stopped playing it for about... I'm not sure. I don't remember how long it was. I think 4 or 5 months or so.
Yeah. Have you ever posted a suggestion in the Fingersoft server?
Yes, I believe I have. Yes.
Yes, you have. Next is, have you ever reported a cheater to the Fairplay server?
I actually don't think I have. I have seen a lot of cheaters in the public events, but I never really report them because...
Okay.
I think they already get enough reports.
And the next one is, have you ever had your account flagged for cheating?
Yes, twice. One was very recent as well, about two weeks ago. And they both got resolved in 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
So they were both false.
Okay, that's good. And have you ever been banned in any HCR or the Fingersoft server?
No. No, I haven't.
No. And the last question, have you ever done a face reveal on any Discord server?
I haven't posted a picture of myself, but I have shown my face in voice calls at some points. So I guess, yeah.
Very good.
Pete, you were taking score, yeah?
So he got...
Don't do this! He got...
I've got a score of...
It's okay. I've got the spreadsheet open. And I pre-filled the second one with a zero, remember? So I was really, really, really... I mean, we'd gotten to question 8, and you were still on a score of 1, right? And I was really, really intrigued because I'm looking at the last 4 questions and I'm like, wow, this could be a new winner. This could be a new winner. But unfortunately, you had 2 more yeses in the last 4 questions. So you got a score of 3, which is 1 above the lowest score ever, which was Hulkster on 2. But that is still a very credible 3. Congratulations, you have won absolutely nothing.
Get a special role.
We've handed out a couple of special roles in the past for certain things, but I reckon we could almost create a new role for you, which is the hard role.
Could you not name it that, maybe? Could you name it something else?
Well, you see, we have a cheese roll, right, for people who like cheese.
And then we have a not roll. Question.
We never asked the cheese question. And then we have a not roll for people who eat bread that's in a knot, because, you know, it's a not roll. And it's really bad. It's really bad dad jokes, really, unfortunately. But I just thought the hard the hard server deserved a hard role, but we could find something else. We'll find something else.
First, yeah. You need to tell us, what is your favorite cheese?
I don't really know. I don't know. I don't really eat many types of cheese. I just eat whatever is at home, and usually, I'm not sure. I think it's Russian cheese. I don't know if that's what it's actually called, but I think in stores I've seen it's called like Russian what cheese. This, I'm not
what
sure.
does it taste oh,
it's,
like?
It's Russian? Really, really fast cheese.
Meat.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
No, that's terrible, Pete. That's terrible. Is it a cheese or is it a hard cheese?
I'm not yes. sure. Like, what's the?
So, is it a soft? Do you spread it on toast or do you cut it in slices?
No, you cut it. You cut it. Yeah, you cut it in slices.
Okay. So it's a harder cheese. Okay. Very yeah. interesting. Very interesting. No, I'll have to. I have a Russian friend. I'll have to ask her what that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of reaching the end of our podcast. And I suppose at this pointy end, I'd like to say, do you have any people you'd want to shout out to in the community?
Any certain people? Probably not. No. I don't think there's anyone. Actually, Tahoe7, I guess I could shout him out. I don't think he makes videos, but he's a pretty cool guy, and as I said, probably the second best adventure Latvian player. There you go.
Oh, very cool.
Excellent.
Very cool. Pete?
Yes?
Any comments? Any last comments?
Basically, thank you for coming onto our podcast. It's been a real laugh having a chat with you. It's been good. So thank you for coming on.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem.
Yes. Thank you nice. For being on the podcast. And I would like to thank, I think it was Lunatic NZ who got a hold of you.
Yes.
Yeah. And invited you to the podcast. It's good to have you here. Listening to your journey is really cool.
Hmm. Yes. And I look forward to having a couple of joining the server and having a bit of fun with some of those hard tracks because like you, I revel in the stuff that makes stuff harder, and I enjoy the challenges that some of those hard tracks have got in terms of, you know, having the right mix of parts, having the right mix of tune and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I enjoy that sort of stuff. Thanks again for listening, everybody. If you have enjoyed the podcast, please like and subscribe. Also wanted to say, if you know of anybody or you're interested in being on the podcast, you can drop us a line on Discord or you can leave us a message on YouTube. We'd love to have you guys on and look forward to the next episode coming up soon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah. See you, Ragdoll. See you, JR. See you, Pete.
See you, everyone. Bye.
See you, DeBell. Bye, RF. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the podcast.
And see you all.
Bye, everybody.